This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. Now, I've said this multiple times throughout the last few months. We are living in extremely strange times, and we are seeing people suffer hardships, and we're seeing people struggling. We're also seeing small businesses having a real tough time right now. Some of them have opted to go digital. Some of them have decided that digital is perhaps not the way for them. But one thing that some companies have done is to help these hawker businesses to go digital, to help them out a little bit. And back in 2014, YQ started out as a hawker-first digital ecosystem, enabling hawkers in Singapore to deliver cooked food and order wholesale raw material supplies, aided with an integrated POS system. They work to digitalize not just hawkers, but also small businesses, such as MSMEs across all industries and sectors in Malaysia, by applying the same concept and providing them with basic, complete, and modern solutions that will assist in managing their business smoothly in a more efficient manner. On the phone with me right now, I have Managing Director of YQ, Surendran Viswanathan. Hi, Surendran. How are you?
Hi, Richard. Thanks for having me here. And that was a pleasant introduction. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. Now, let's talk a little bit about the beginning of YQ. How did you guys manage to identify a gap in the market? And what do you think back then were the key indicators?
Right. So I'll chat a bit more on the Malaysia side, right? So we landed 3 months ago. So when we first landed, our first approach was to focus on the hawkers in very similar to Singapore. It took us a couple of days, you know, a lot of researching. We understand the bigger problem, the bigger focus should be a generic micro businesses, right? So from all industry. And it took us some time to make a lot of changes to the app. So within 2 to 3 weeks, we came up with an app that will help a lot of businesses to grow online and also grow their business. So the most important point that really triggered us was this case study we read. So the mobile phone and mobile internet penetration in Malaysia is about 90%, right? So that is very, very high. And then when it comes to digital tools, the penetration are below 20%. So we are talking about bookkeeping tools, e-store management. A lot of these tools are not being used by the micro businesses. One of the big causation to that is actually price. So that is the market we want to address. And that is how we see YQ being a free app to help micro businesses fitting in.
Can you tell me some of the differences perhaps with the approach here in Malaysia compared to the approach in Singapore?
Right. So in Singapore, when we started, I think the logic behind the business model was being a food aggregator, but not charging high commission. So that's why we are zero commission to merchants. And when it comes to users, rather than working with other food aggregators where you can buy from one small hawker business where you have 2 or 3 item lists, rather than working with large hawker centers, right? So in Singapore, each hawker center has about 50 to 100, which is very different compared to Malaysia. So we wanted to get them all accessible to merchants, to customers when they order from a hawker center. So they get to order from anyone.
Got it.
Right?
Got it.
So in Malaysia, I think the hawker scene is a bit fragmented. So that business model may not work very fairly here.
Now, we have to talk about money, of course, and this is something that, with it being open for business, people want to know how the project was funded. You know, was it bootstrapped? Was it VCs? Was it a bunch of people sat around a kopitiam saying, "This is what we're going to do. Here's some money." How did it get started?
So I think it was a very typical startup story, right? So we had access to 3 things, right? So in our business life cycle, so when we started, it was completely bootstrapped. Right. Yeah. The goal was to prove the concept and get as much traction as possible. So from there, we started moving into angel investors. So these are big guys who have invested in really big companies who comes with very strategic experiences. So we started working with them, and with that fund, we grew even more. Right. So we started penetrating heavy, and we got the attention of the big VCs. So right now, we are fully funded by VCs, and all our investors are happy.
It seems so. How many customers do you have on board, or users do you have on board right now here in Malaysia?
Right. So in Malaysia, we have about 500 plus. So 200 were test pilot customers, merchants who came in about 3 weeks ago. So right now, when we started our digital acquisition, the rest came in.
Wow. And how easy is it for these micro SMEs to kind of get on board? Can you talk me a little bit through the process?
Okay, sure. So I think there's two ways, right? So one is discovery through digital ads, where they click on it, they'll be directed to the Play Store to download the app. So the other way is actually just visiting our website, a bit of reading here and there, and then you get to put in your phone number, you get a link to the app, and you start downloading. So I think that is the easy part. Hard part is actually improving the engagement within the app, right? So these are people who probably, you know, their first time trying apps within their phone, which is capable of doing a lot of things like this, right? Bringing their business online. Yeah. So once you launch the app, we try to walk them through the process, and we try to share a lot of content, very graphical content, right? So this is what you do within the app. This is what you need to do for, you know, whatever service you want to use. So that is the trick, right? So to make sure they know what's going on within the app. So that is how we onboard merchants.
Right. And that's something I wanted to talk to you about in a little while as well, you know, for people who might be a little technically averse, if you like, you know. How easy have you made the kind of the UI and the UX, and how much research went into the development of that side of things?
Right. So I think we came in from a rich background of getting people onboarded in Singapore, right? So there's hawkers who may not even speak English, quite a bit of them, right? So we tried to build a very graphical app, right? So these are from playbooks or social media companies, larger companies have proven this concept. So we make everything bigger, icons, buttons, right? So it's easy to maneuver within the app. So that's one part. When we landed in Malaysia, we wanted to understand what's their pain point and build an app that would try to identify their problem. So one of the major problems is payment gateway. So that is one of the first function we introduced within the app. So when you get into the app, these are the list of payments. So we have e-wallet, FTX, credit card. You get introduced to these things. So we make sure the point reaches the customer very, very early on.
Brilliant. So you're kind of holding their hands all the way through, really.
Digitally, yes.
Yeah.
Let's go with it.
Okay. Sorry, let's take a very short break here. Okay, I'm on the phone line with Surendran Viswanathan. He's the managing director of YQ. If you're wondering who they are, they were founded in 2014. They started out as a hawker-first digital ecosystem, enabling hawkers in Singapore to deliver cooked food and order wholesale raw material supplies, aided with an integrated POS system. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be looking at things like delivery. How do you try and convince people to get on board if they're maybe not so comfortable? And a whole bunch of other stuff. You are tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Brewing frothy mocha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business. We're talking about YQ. They were founded in 2014. Started out as a hawker first digital ecosystem, enabling hawkers in Singapore to deliver cooked foods and order wholesale raw material supplies, aided with an integrated POS system. Just before the break, Suren, we were talking about how the project was funded, the beginning of YQ. Let's talk a little bit about getting people on board. I mean, we've mentioned it a little bit earlier on, but there are a whole bunch of people, a whole demographic who are very much of the mind that if it's not broke, don't fix it. I've always done it this way. Why should I digitize? Why should I, you know, do all of these things? How do you try and convince users like that, that are comfortable with the way in which they're doing things, to come aboard YQ?
Understand. So that's a really good question, right? It took us some time to figure that out. So it took us a lot of case studying, doing research, surveys. So the underlying problem when it comes to adapting these tools are two major problems. So one is the cost, right? So the cost of opportunity, investing a certain amount to try an app, and also the cost of hardware. Mm-hmm. So, and that is something we try to identify very early on in YQ, right? So we want to be in a place where it's available for everyone. So that is your mobile phone, right? It doesn't matter what range your mobile phone is. So at any range, you can start using the app and whatever additional services. So right now, we've launched with an e-store. So upon signing up, you can start building a web page with a unique link and collect payment, and you have delivery support.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, we'll be launching services like bookkeeping and inventory. So all of these services will be within the app. So that is the approach on the cost, right? So next is complexity. So we had a list of functions we want to introduce. So we decided on two things with that, right? So one is introducing it by cohorts, right? So once we have a certain level of engagement rate, we introduce new services. And second, whatever that's vital, it can be done over the phone. So for a good example is the bookkeeping, right? So there's two ways of setting you to include your bookkeeping. One is to put in your daily sales, opening sales and closing sales. So that's one way. Second, you can actually use your Android phone as a POS service, right? So imagine a grocer who sits within an apartment, right? At checkout, he usually has about 3 to 5 items. So rather than buying a bulky hardware POS where he may not utilize completely, he can use the phone and keep track of his inventory and keep track of his sales. So I think we try to break down whatever issues or barriers they have, merchants, and cater to them.
So effectively, you can go online with your own e-store. You can track your transactions. You can promote stuff. You have automatic payment reminders, learning resources online, and the ability to have your products delivered nationwide because you have a bunch of delivery partners. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
One of the questions then I'm sure that people who are listening might have is, you know, how do you guys make money?
Okay, right. So I think
because it's first of all, it's a free app.
Yes.
Right. So how does that work? Is there like is there a commission thing attached to it, or how does it work?
Okay, right. So to put the merchants who are interested at ease, right. So we would never charge a merchant, right. So that goes against our DNA, right. So since we've started till now, our goal is to digitize the micro businesses.
Yeah.
So the way we monetize is through our partners. So right now we have a 3PL wing where we work with a bunch of partners that is including Express, Same Day, and Nationwide Couriers. And then we have payment gateways. So we take margins from these guys that would never hurt the merchants. So eventually we're looking at extending our services to micro lending, right? So right now, I think there's a big gap between people, merchants understanding what are the options available, and also micro lending companies or financial companies or loan companies getting access to these merchants. So we want to bridge them, and again, we monetize the fintech companies, never the merchants.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So down in Singapore, there's the zero commission model on the delivery. Mm-hmm. Is it the same here?
Yes. Right, so there is zero commission, zero fees to use the app, and you only take 60 seconds to start.
What about competition here in Malaysia? I'm not asking you to name names, but is there similar services to yours, and how do you think you kind of stack up against what's being offered?
Right, so I think our product offering is a bit unique, right? We want to build a bigger ecosystem for the micro SME. So I think they're very underlooked, and there are not many initiatives that helps them with this kind of services. So there are a lot of startups or smaller companies who provides a small portion of a service that is very fragmented. So imagine a small micro business who needs to use 3 to 5 tools and pay for each of it, and they're all fragmented, right? So we would rather work with our competitors, provide the services, and try to support the businesses. So it will be an add-on option where everything is available within an app, right? So we do not see a lot of our competitors as competitors, rather as a partner.
And how do you think things have evolved, I guess. You know, the company was started in 2014 in Singapore. And over the last 2 years, obviously, we've entered a pandemic and everything has changed and everything has been upended. How has this had a direct impact on your customer base and on YQ in general?
Right. It is a very tricky time, right? It's a very tough time, right? A lot of businesses are finding alternatives, right? And a lot of these tools or services comes with really big cost. So I think YQ is this year to support the services for free, get them on board. And I think for us, it's a lot more easier to onboard merchant offline, to be honest, right? It's just nicer to meet all these hardworking people, you know, getting their phone, helping them throughout the whole service. So that is something we go through heavily in Singapore. So it puts us in a place where we really need to adapt and start helping these businesses digitally, because we can't give up, right? So someone has to do something about it. Yeah. So I think that is the biggest effect on YQ.
I've got one final question for you, Soren, before I let you go. The immediate benefits for MSMEs, you know, what do you think is their immediate benefit? What do you think they get out of it immediately? If you were to tell somebody, literally you're like 60-second elevator pitch for somebody who's selling quay at the side of the road, for example, how would you give them that elevator pitch? What would you tell them that how they benefit from this?
Right. So, right, so I think there are three audiences I would like to address, right? So first are those aspiring micro businesses who are looking to survive within the pandemic. So, hey guys, I don't think there's any better time to get online, and YQ is literally built for free for companies like you, right? So it's as easy as putting a list of product within the YQ app and start sharing to your customer base, right? So, get the app, share, collect payment, you know, delivery is sorted. So it's as easy as it can be. And I think the second crowd I would like to address are those aspiring and budding entrepreneurs. So a lot of people are going through a difficult time with jobs, and a lot of industries are affected by COVID. So if you're a good baker, right, or you make homemade candles, whatever business it is, right, so you may be on social media selling with YQ. You can connect with payment and delivery. I think that is very important. When someone comes to Instagram, look at beautiful photos, share your e-store link, let them browse through your list of products, make payment and get it delivered. And third, the most important part, right? So you may not be affected by COVID, but you may know someone is affected. I don't think there's any cost of opportunity since we're free. So share about the company, not only YQ, any other companies who's out there looking out for the small guys. Share information, get the word out there, even though it doesn't benefit you directly, but I think it's a good deed needed within the pandemic.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Surendran.
All right. Thanks, Richard, for having me here.
My pleasure. That was Surendran Viswanathan, the Managing Director of YQ here in Malaysia. If you're only just tuning in, well, you've missed the show, but you can download the podcast. It'll be up very shortly. YQ were founded in 2014, started out as a hawker-first digital ecosystem, enabling hawkers in Singapore to deliver cooked food and order wholesale raw material supplies, aided with an integrated POS system. They work to digitalize not just hawkers, but also small businesses like MSMEs across all industries and sectors in Malaysia by applying the same concept and providing them with basic but complete and modern solutions that will assist in managing a business smoothly in a more efficient manner. You've been tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.